The Hyatt Hotel in Mogadishu turned into a battleground on Friday night. Al-Shabaab gunmen blasted their way into the building with two car bombs before seizing control of it. Somali security forces launched a counter-offensive. Witnesses say there were several explosions followed by exchanges of gunfire that continued through the night and into Saturday. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility.
These types of attacks have been a hallmark of Al-Shabaab operations a couple years ago in particular, and they kind of slowed down a little bit, but we see them popping up again.
Footage from the scene shows extensive damage to the hotel. Several people have been taken to hospital. The victims reportedly include children as well as the hotel's owner.
These hotels are usually attacked because that's areas where government officials congregate. And so there's a lot of meetings, a lot of activity, especially right now with the new government coming into place and setting up a lot of its appointments and its positions. But there's also often been a secondary element to some of these. You know, Al-Shabaab runs a very extensive extortion racket within Mogadishu itself, and they've targeted business owners that haven't complied as well.
The armed group is affiliated to Al-Qaeda and has carried numerous attacks in Mogadishu in the past decade. Its aim is to establish a system of government in Somalia based on Sharia law. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera.